Lachlan bent his head and kissed Maggie. She arched against him and opened her mouth. He tightened his hold on her. Maybe leaving her with her grandmother, even for the short time it would take him to do what he needed, wasn't the best idea. He tangled his hands in the blonde hair streaming down her back. Someone tapped his shoulder. Mary Elma, Maggie's grandmother, and the most powerful witch alive, cleared her throat. She didn't say anything. She didn't have to. They had a plan, and a damned good one, but he needed to do his part. He broke away from Maggie and gazed fondly at her.
Lassie, open your eyes.
She did, her brilliant blue gaze twinkling with amusement.
If you're going to let Gran push you around from the get-go, there'll be no hope for us. I heard her too.
She shot a sidelong glance at Mary Elma. I chose to ignore her.
No respect.
But Mary Elma was smiling. It was obvious she loved her granddaughter dearly and was willing to overlook a lot. Lachlan laid a hand on Maggie's cheek.
I will not be gone long, and you really do need to work on your magic.
Maggie rolled her eyes.
I suppose a crash course is long overdue, especially given I had zero interest in anything witchy until I met you.
What a gross understatement.
Mary Elma pursed her lips.
The enormous infusion of magic Morvreen and I fed you needs to be shaped and honed. You could actually do damage without more knowledge.
Your gran speaks true.
Lachlan arranged a stray strand of hair behind Maggie's ear.
I felt great power within you, even afore your gran and her witch associate Morvreen added to it. You're truly a force to be reckoned with now.
Lachlan brushed a knuckle over Maggie's full lips and stepped away from her. He'd never leave if he couldn't put some distance between himself and her body still pressed against him. Maggie looked from him to Mary Elma.
What if the force to be reckoned with wants her brand new husband to stay a while longer?
Ach, Mokroy, I do love you. We've had such a wee bit of time together. 'Tisn't easy to leave you, even for a span of a few hours.
Mary Elma made shooing motions with her hands.
Never fear, Dragon Shifter, I'll take good care of your bride.
I know you will. Keldeen and I will be back very soon.
I suppose he's still in the yard with Morvreen.
That would be a solid deduction,
Mary Elma said wryly.
I'd never have guessed a dragon would be such a sucker for attention.
Lachlan bristled.
Keldeen is far from a pushover. He recognizes Morvreen's adulations as genuine. 'Twas a time when humans worshipped dragons, and he misses it.
It was amazingly difficult to leave Maggie's presence, but Lachlan forced himself to turn and walk out the door of Morvreen's house. Swathed in spells, it appeared to be a charming, whitewashed cottage to passerby, but it was actually an old multi-story stone manse sitting just north of Fort William deep in the Scottish Highlands. Lachlan located his dragon and Morvreen chatting up a storm. Steam billowed from the copper-colored dragon's nostrils, and he gestured with his forelegs when he talked. Morvreen nodded enthusiastically, apparently agreeing with whatever pearls of wisdom Keldeen dispensed. She waved eagerly when she noticed Lachlan. He strode down her front steps and across the yard, which was shrouded in wardings and don't-look-here spells. Keldeen blew steam at him.
I was wondering if we were ever going to leave,
the dragon said.
Yes,
Morvreen seconded.
Here we were thinking maybe you changed your mind about visiting the Celts.
Lachlan shrugged. Truth be told, he was of two minds because he saw their trip as a fool's errand. Nevertheless, he had to try to secure the Celtic god's assistance. The Morrigan, also known as the Battle Crow, was one of their own. By rights, they needed to be the ones to control her. Like all the Celts, she was immortal, which further complicated matters. Keldeen eyed him shrewdly. He and Lachlan were bondmates. Over the hundreds of years they'd been a pair, they'd gotten to know one another eerily well.
"We must do this thing,"
he rumbled and belched a gout of fire.
"I ken as much, but it does not mean I believe it a wise course of action."
Keldeen hunkered until he could lay a taloned forefoot on Lachlan's shoulder.
"Rookan and his dragon Malik nearly bested us, again. Connor and his dragon Preki aren't as big a problem, but Morgan controls them too. If it weren't enough that they insulted us for over 300 years, they just dragged us back to the 1500s to try to keep you away from Maggie."